The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air, talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life.
Settles in your soul.
We are working very hard to keep that soul pure.
Speak for yourself. Morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and
Janet Chandler.
Broadcasting live from KCNR Studios in downtown Reading, 96.5 or the FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM. We are your talk radio, and we're streaming live all over the world right now at KCNRradio.com, KCNRradio.com. And we archive, don't we?
We do indeed, and that's how I get this a lot of times if I'm not here.
Yes, and Alex, we archive 5 minutes after we're done, right, buddy?
That's correct.
So you can tune into this and share it with your friends. Feel free to share it with anybody and everybody. We have a very packed and interesting show today, but I have a couple of announcements I want to make first. One of them is we have a Second Amendment fundraiser dinner for Mark Baird's case, Baird v. Bonta. It's going to be a lot of fun. This fundraiser, all the money will go to Mark Baird, all the money will go to the court case, and all the money will go to the attorney. Right, Clint?
That's right. Where the money goes.
It's going to be at the VFW Hall, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. That is this coming Friday night. Doors open at 4 with a no-host bar. At 6 p.m., we have a barbecue, and John Knight and the Patriots are making steak. It's only $40 per person. It's $250 for a table of 8, and it should be a great event. Lots of good things to auction off. Lots of great things to see there. Mark Baird will be speaking, and it's going to be for probably, I think, the most important court case in America right now, and that is preserving our Second Amendment.
Well, without the Second Amendment, we have none of the others.
Yep, isn't that the truth? Also, I want to give a little shout out here. Did I forget anything, Janet?
I don't think so. Well, you forgot to say that I'm awesome, but okay, well, moving on.
Janet's awesome. Okay, so so anyway, I've got a couple of quick things I want to say. I want to bring some people forward. I know that I'm sitting here with Clint Curtis and his wife Jody, and you know, a lot of times we hear that thing at the Board of Supervisors, or they're, oh, it's the employee of the month, it's the employee of the week, it's, you know, which is nice, and I think that's great. I mean, but we never talk about the citizens, so I'm going to mention a few right here real quick. One is we have the greatest of all time as far as someone who's generous and involved in everything, and that's Dick Wilkinson and Fran, his wife. Greatest of all time. He's the goat. You're the goat, buddy. And then there's the little goat, and the little goat is John Knight. John is another one who comes out. He supports people. He's always out there, give you the shirt off his back. In fact, literally, he did give one a shirt off his back to a homeless man. Literally. I mean, no matter how you feel about that particular situation, that's the heart of John Knight, the heart of a knight. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Dominic Santangelo. Dominic is one of those people who just is there all the time when you need him. He's there helping all the time. He's there to back people. He's there if you need help in an event or something. He's sort of that quiet guy that gets there and gets the work done. Thank you, Dominic. And we have some great ladies, too. You know, Lori Bridgeford, who gives the very best birthday presents in the world. And I'm sure Clint can attest to that. You get a bag of something, and it's always stuff you would never buy, but you need it once you see it. So she has this incredible talent of that, but just helps everybody. Great lady. Another one is Lori Jones, Patrick's wife. I mean, she's out there helping all the time with everybody. Any kind of event you have, she's there. And Linda Kent. And Linda Kent is one of those kind of unsung heroes in this county. She's there for everything, helps people. brilliant, and when Linda is in the room, she is the smartest person in the room. No question about it. So with that...
Wait.
Oh, you have one more?
I have two people from Bernie. Well, we have to, the Intermountain Patriots. We have two people who work their rears off, have been involved with the elections office, who have been involved with the elections, and who have been out there getting people to come to the fundraiser, and that's Tamara Hanna and Mike Goodner. They joined our group recently within the last couple years, just went off at a running start, and have been doing nothing but good work since, supporting the cause.
Good patriots all around.
Yes.
Right, Mama J?
Yep.
So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Clint Curtis and his wife, Jody. Say hi to everybody.
Up to you, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, a lot of things going on, Clint. I know you live a very quiet life, and there's never much going on for you.
Really? Just, yeah, what did I miss?
Very quiet life, just sort of kicking back. I'd kind of like to, there's three things that I'd like to go over. One of the things is you got censured by the Board of Supervisors, which for the life of me, my opinion is I have no idea why, but I want you to talk a little bit about that, and especially Supervisor Plummer, who kind of went at you, at least from what I saw, and I watched the whole thing. Right. And I also talked to some of the supervisors after that in conversations on the phone. And, what's the gig, man?
Plummer's kind of a cover-up guy. I mean, I don't know if you've heard about this before. I've had people from Bethel come and tell me that he was involved with trying to cover up that sex thing with the children there. I don't know if that's true, but with the way he's acting with the elections, makes me kind of believe it. Essentially, once I came out and told people what was wrong with the elections, mm-hmm. and the fact that the 2024 election was probably not correct, and now that we have the FBI coming in to pull those ballots for this one, I'm going to see if I can't get them to pull 2024 as well. Because it's probably the same thing going on constantly.
Wow.
And so, but Plummer was elected in that election. And I think that's what set him and Long off. And suddenly they got kind of rabid. Now the employees have been trying to mess with me from the beginning. Jody has a story. When she first came in, no one knew who she was. And so... tell them what you heard.
Well, I was in the hallway. Nobody knew who I was. This was when you first got elected, and four of them, one male, three females, I can't name names.
Don't name names.
Were in the hallway, and they were basically disgruntled about the fact that you were selected and how they were going to set you up to get rid of you.
Absolutely, from the beginning. And I'm very hard of hearing, so I have hearing aids. But what people don't understand is that the microphones are in the back of those things, not in the front. So if I crank them up and I'm looking the other way, I'll eventually, kill my ears because it's really loud to get everything in there. But I can hear, 40 feet away. And I heard two of the managers and one of the other people standing in one of the manager's office and talking about how they were going to make sure that the election failed. They were going to sabotage it. And... so I knew from the beginning, and I told supervisors from the beginning, this is going on. This is what they're trying
to
do.
Was that the same set of supervisors that we have right now?
Yes. So I told them what was going on. They knew, every time it's been pushing a rock up a hill the whole time. Every time I try and get something done, I either have to do it myself or, find new people to do it. Or keep saying it over and over until it finally gets done.
A lot like cleaning the office.
Yes. Cleaning the office. Just getting the junk from downstairs so it was clean. I couldn't get anybody to cooperate. They just wouldn't do it. Oh, we're busy. We'll get to that. I look up there and they're sitting around talking. I can scream and yell. I can write them up. But writing up doesn't work because you have a union and they feel they are ultimately protected by that union. And with that, they have no loyalty at all to the citizens of the county mm-hmm. or to the elections. Mm-hmm. They only have loyalty to their little group, mm-hmm. which included Joanna, of course, and that's what they wanted. So that's essentially what I've been dealing with the whole time. I've written people up four times, worthless, just makes them worse. Just makes them more sullen, and they have never been nice people to me. they won't even say hello usually. It's just, they're just rude. Now, all of these claims they made, if any of them were made at Market Street, we have film. They should show that on film. But they won't find a thing because it's all been a lie.
Now, here's the question I've got, and I certainly believe everything you're saying.
I took a polygraph.
They didn't. Yeah, you did. Okay, and that's another good point. He took a polygraph. Now, here's the thing. With all of this stuff, the supervisors, you went to them. Was there anybody at all, any of the supervisors that said, yeah, Clint, we need to look into this? How did that go?
Kevin Cry, basically, was on our side. I thought Kellstrom was, but he has changed. I don't know if you've noticed that.
We have had hints and indications along the way.
Yes, he has changed. So somehow he's gone the other way. You know, I think that vote will cost him the election because, and the weird thing is, if you look at the way the 2026 election came in, the people who voted in person and the people who basically made errors and we had to check what's going on, so those are the ones that are valid, right? Those ballots we can be sure of. They're 60% for Kellstrom. So he probably won that election, and once we get the FBI to pull it and we go in and we look at all of these counterfeit ballots and pull them out, now the important thing with that is it's not just Shasta County. Shasta County's fine, but same thing probably happened in L.A. Same thing probably happened across the entire country.
Are you
country.
Aligning yourself with any of these other ROV officers or county clerks to say, hey, did this happen to you? Is there any communication between the counties?
No, they won't touch it. Most ROVs are just trying to protect their tail. They just close their eyes.
A lot of them
eyes.
Are appointed anyway, yeah.
Yes, they just close their eyes and let it go. Mm-hmm. And most systems, the system we set up in Shasta County, mm-hmm. where you actually flip through the ballots, mm-hmm. you can see them, so every ballot can be counted by the people before it ever touches the machine. Mm-hmm. That does two things. It also found the counterfeit ballots, because when you touch them, you go, this is wrong. That's twice as thick as the ballot I just put in a second ago. So, I mean, it kind of leaked out at you. So you would see these things. Now, we can't actually do anything with that. I mean, we can't not certify. We can't really do anything because
we can't
check it.
That's a question that people have. They said, well, you certified everything, so what's the deal? But
I certified the count. The count is correct.
All right, good. That's
but the good ballots are not. In fact, yes. when I certified yes. before the board, I said that.
Yes.
Most people probably did not understand what I was saying because I hadn't gotten the FBI here yet. So, you know, you want to give too much information out. But I told them that the count is correct. I can't guarantee the ballots.
Okay.
And the ballots are probably not correct. I had dozens of people coming at me going, something's wrong here. Look at this thing. I go, that's okay. We'll talk about it later. Just keep counting. So now that they're here, I think things will change. If I can get those ballots.
They meaning the FBI?
Yes. Now that the FBI's here.
Okay.
And, you know, hopefully Homeland Security's on the way. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, some of the ballots were rough. And the ballot issue they had where they said, you know, that China may have inserted
bamboo.
The bamboo stuff.
Bamboo.
Yeah. I looked it up, and supposedly that has a rougher feel to the paper, and we got rougher paper.
Wow.
All the ballots should be the same. There shouldn't be any difference at all. And it's not. So once that gets going, it should be good. Now, a lot of people, they're already interviewing people. People don't understand you do not want to lie to the FBI.
Ask Martha Stewart.
Exactly. Martha Stewart did not go to jail for insider training. She went to jail because she lied to the FBI. Mm-hmm. 5 years for fibbing. So, and if it's conspiracy involved, mm-hmm. it could be 20.
Mm-hmm.
So these people that are there, if they are involved, and if they have already lied to the FBI, they need to go and come clean. They really want to be a witness and not a defendant. This defendant is a bad place to go.
Now, is there any situation now that to where that's going to actually get to the forefront of all this? You know, we've got at this point, you know, people wondering if there is going to be any action by the government. Have you heard anything of any kind of action that they're going to do that you can actually speak about?
No, I can't actually speak about it.
Okay.
Well,
I'd
like to point out one thing. You asked about him certifying. He didn't certify the election.
Not
the Board
of
Supervisors did.
Yeah, the second part I wanted to hold off on.
He wasn't even here.
Let's say that one more time to the folks.
He did not certify the election. The Board of Supervisors certified the election. He was not even here to certify it.
Right. I purposely went down to Florida to see some folks and to talk to some people. And I told them I wouldn't be back till the 28th, which would have given me time to get people in here. And they insisted on getting that thing certified on the 14th. I said, I'm not here. Can't do it. They did it themselves. So, but in reality, what they do makes no difference, because now, ever since Pence, everything is considered ministerial. It's more of a show. Well, then why do it? Let's not even mess with it. Why have a show, right?
Sure.
So if I don't certify and the board doesn't certify, it doesn't make a lick of difference. The state will certify it anyway.
Now, Janet had asked a question that a lot of people have asked, and there's been some insinuations about this. And a lot of people have asked this question, and that is, can the Board of Supervisors fire you or do anything to you like that, other than the censure?
No, and the censure will cost them a lot of money, because they know it's a fake thing. I know they know it is. They see how these people acted. They know it's garbage. And so they ask if I can have a shadow. I said, give me a shadow. Just shadow me around. The shadow will show that I don't even talk to them. Very rarely. We only talk to do what do. We never have, like, chatted, because they've never been friendly. And, you know, the very first day I heard they were trying to sabotage everything. In fact, in the first election, I had a fellow come up to me. He said he was a family member of one of the people. And he said, you got to be careful, because they are thinking about walking out during the election. Just walking out and leaving you right there.
Man.
You know, that would have got him in some trouble. Mm. It wasn't a federal election, state election, so they would have been safe. But a federal election would have been a bad thing. Anyway, so we were prepared. And I talked to the supervisors. I talked to the CAO's office. I talked to everybody. So we were prepared to pick it up no matter what they did. If they walked out, fine. Now, in the beginning, they threatened to walk out. So why would you take words of people that were threatening to walk out? And, in fact, this report they say they put together, they started putting that together like the first week I was there. So, and I never heard a complaint. Nobody came to him and said, oh, don't talk to him about anything. Because I would have said, well, look at the film. I don't talk to him about anything.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, there seems to be a lot of complaints about the fact that there seems to be that division between the employees there. And there seems to be a lot of complaints on people that have stood up for you. And they've also made statements that the things that are being said about you, the things that happened there, the statements that were made are false. Can you comment on any of that?
Yes, they're false. And so the people...
Pretty simple. Okay, moving right along.
Moving right along.
It's a lie. It's just a lie.
It's all a lie.
So the people that are not part of this old guard situation, and one of them used to be like buddies with them, so they were kind of in the old guard, but they were extra help, so they came back, you know. So they weren't into their little group, right? Now, right before the election, the union apparently was working on a walkout. At the beginning of the election as well. I'd heard that from some people that were contacted that had just been hired, that the union was already plotting that. So there's some union involvement in what's going on. Now, if the FAA comes in and they find that to be the case, then the union's going to have some problems, because this last one is a federal election. If you interfere with a federal election, it's a felony. If the union does it, it's much worse. It's conspiracy. It could go bad. So if you're in the union, you might want to come forward to the FBI, tell them what's going on, make a proffer so you don't have to go to jail. It's really easy to do. If you don't know how, go talk to your lawyer. If you can't afford a lawyer, come talk to me. I'll walk you through it, but don't tell me anything. I'll just tell you how.
So Bonta really doesn't have any jurisdiction over any of this, does he?
No.
Great. That's
no.
Good news.
So they'll have to have some sort of trick up their sleeve, but all that does is get them sued again. So they're going to cost the county millions of dollars. They need to get rid of Plummer. They need to get rid of Long. And unfortunately, I think they need to get rid of Kellstrom.
What about Larmer?
Well, Larmer's the worst. Let me tell you about Larmer. Larmer has gone crazy with the Major B thing, right? And he actually came, we had a meeting with me, Kellstrom, and another fellow who didn't actually say that. And in that meeting, Larmer was trying to get me to perjure myself before the court by saying I could not do Measure B. That is a violation 3.3 of the ethics, and it's illegal. And the fact that they are actually soliciting perjury is a bad thing. So Kilstrom's sitting there with him, and, you know, he parrots it. I don't think he knew what he was doing. I'm going to give him a pass on that, but it's still a problem, you know. And they're saying, well, we'll have to fire you. We'll have to censure you. Something's going to happen. Can't you just resign or say this? Or, you know, no, that's not the way it's going to work. So I turned it into the bar, and I turned it into the court. Now, I'm licensed in New York. If this happened in New York, the bar would have suspended me immediately. There wouldn't have been any question. Larmer hasn't been suspended yet. He should lose his license over this. He should have to go back to...
Is there any recourse that... I know there's probably a lot more people than yourself that maybe have a bone to pick with Larmer.
Before that, is there any sort of mandated reporting in the bar that if you see an attorney doing something that is unethical, are you mandated to report it?
I am required to.
Okay.
I wasn't sure I was required to do the court, so I had to look it up.
So how come there's no action on their end?
They do what they want to do.
So it wasn't just retribution on your part. You had to say
you
something.
You had to do it.
I had to. Well,
right.
I'm kind of a Boy Scout, so I would have anyway, but...
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting there shocked when he's doing this. I'm not going to do that, you know. And
how come he keeps getting a pass on all this stuff, I wonder?
Well, I don't know. The bar will do what the bar does. Maybe they got a lot of problems. Maybe they got cases, you know, a million cases in front of him.
Okay.
I don't like to judge people that way, you know.
Sure.
It doesn't say much for the bar, does it, that they overloaded with complaints.
Exactly. You know, and giving a pass, I mean, that's generous of you. I mean, I can see already you've got quite the heart. And a very generous man when it comes to giving grace to people, because I am really tired of hearing that we have supervisors that are brand new. They're not brand new. If you're a baseball player and you've been in the lineup 30 days in a row, you're not a rookie anymore. And I think that we get to a point now where, I mean, gracious of you, my friend, some of us just may not have that grace-giving ability.
Oh, I don't know. It's just the way I am.
It's the Boy Scout thing.
It's the Boy Scout thing, you know. I mean,
were you an Eagle Scout?
Yeah. No.
No, it's just a statement.
Were you a Cub Scout?
No, not even a Cub Scout. Not even a Brownie.
That's a different gender. That's the other. That's the other gender.
I was a Brownie and I was a Girl Scout.
Well, it depends on how you self-identify.
Hey, Wynn, maybe you ought to talk to the WNBA then.
Yeah, really. Really.
I think I'll join the draft.
Figured out. You know, they got to get it figured out here somehow.
They'll be figured out before those big guys get in.
You're playing center today. Post up.
Can you imagine if let that happen? And you got a 6'10", 260-pound, I think he was a forward in the NBA, but can you imagine if they actually have that, if they allow that?
Yeah.
People are going to get hurt.
Oh, they already are.
Yeah.
Well, there are some sports where there are transgender men in the women's sports, and there's some big...
And people are getting hurt.
Yeah, the volleyball player who suffered a severe concussion and brain damage from a man.
Absolutely.
On the other team.
Yeah. But we're a little aggressive. You get out there and you're playing basketball or football, you kind of get up and, you know, you're going to get mean. And if you outweigh everybody by 100 pounds, it makes a difference.
It's simply biology. Men are built differently.
Absolutely.
I've noticed that myself.
Yeah.
So, Clint, where do you see it going now?
What do you mean by the question?
Well, where do you see the whole process going? I mean, do you see it going down the road where it needs to go and there's going to be accountability and there's going to be corrective action and things are going to get fixed?
I think so.
Do you see that happening?
I think so. Now, we have a lot of these people who are going on sick leave on this particular set. Right after I locked up those ballots, suddenly people got quiet. It's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So a lot of them on sick leave. So we're a little shorthanded right now. I am going to fill Brent Turner's role. This is news for you. So Brent Turner will be leaving in 4 days. He got sick on me. I was hoping he'd just, like, retire on June 2nd and go away and let me fill that. But he didn't. He pulled out the money, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might have done the same thing. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows,
yeah.
Right? Don't know the situation. Anyway, so he's on there until September 4th. At that point, I have decided who I'm going to pull in for the assistant role, and that will be Tina Peters. She's now available, so we're going to pull her in. She has
wonderful. I like her.
Yeah, she has experience.
She has lots of experience that nobody in our county has, and she can speak to it directly.
And she's able to take the rocks and arrows.
Yes,
which is important.
Yeah, we actually
wonderful.
We actually had called the governor of Colorado to get her a pardon because, and you know this, everybody knows this,
right?
Okay, so. There's a lot of us that called and talked to the staff there and everything else, and they had their feet dug in so much on her. It was just unbelievable. But Steve Stern just did a really good interview with her about a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, Stern American, you'll be able to see that. Anyway, we're going to have to go off to our break, and then we'll be back with Clint Curtis and Jody. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, 500 bucks? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit ReddingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Get ready to laugh until it hurts. The legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fees. For all the details or to snag your ticket, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, And you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are changing.
Amen.
Amen to that. Sally Lou, good job, baby. Really good job.
Does she just sit around all day listening to music?
No,
to
she's
be
playing
our
in the backyard. You spend a lot of time at our house.
I do.
That's where she's in the backyard.
Lately, it's almost been enough for you to take me as an income tax deduction.
Yeah. We thought about that. We have another child. So, yeah, we are here with Clint Curtis and his wife, Jody, and this has been very, very interesting. And, again, you know, Tina Peters has agreed to come here.
Yes, I talked to her yesterday on the phone. I've been talking to her.
How is her health?
She's doing good.
Okay.
Yeah, she looked good.
They tried to kill her.
Getting an approval really helps her ability. But I need, that's good. I need someone who's tough because these people are extremely mean to the new hires. One of them, I won't name names.
Not just to the new hires, to the general public. They're horrible.
They're mean to them too. But, I had people, I mean, they're going to get hit with a lot of, workplace harassment complaints. I had one lady who came in, and they were screaming at her in the hallway. They had to put up, if you go to the courthouse now, they have to put up cameras everywhere to kind of make sure that they didn't do that.
Wow.
And then they put stink bombs in her locker, so when she came in, you know, it stunk up the locker, and then they had...
So when you say they, I know you can't mention names.
I can't mention names.
But you know the names.
I know the names.
The old guard.
The old guard.
Staff members at the elections office.
Yes, and then they had and then they put an F-bomb, this knitted thing F-bomb, in her chair. Now, if that was your friend, that might be okay, but they weren't treating her like a friend. And she had to go on sick leave. Same way with Brent Turner. Brent Turner came in, he already had...
Right,
cancer.
Issues.
Yeah. So he was in bad shape, right? But he was good. When he came in, they were just so mean to him that his health got worse, a lot worse.
Well, stress does that to you.
Yeah, and they were trying to stress everybody out as much as they could. The people that they knew before, right, that they'd worked with before and they'd been nice to before, once they saw they were helping me and working with me, suddenly they were horrible to them. They won't even talk to them. It is a horrible situation, and the county has allowed them to do this. Now,
sounds like you have an office of mean girls in that office.
Much worse than that.
Yeah. You know, when Corky Harmon did his basic defense.
And let's give a shout-out to Corky Harmon for standing up for himself.
I think he is the new leader of that board.
Well, here, again, let's go back to rookies.
Uh-huh.
He's a rookie, too. According to some people, but you know,
not anymore.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we talked for about an hour the other day, and I really respect Corky Harmon because he held his ground. He knows people. He knows a lot of people here. He knows a lot of people that work down at the ROV office. They have a history together. And if Corky is saying something, it's going to be the truth. And nobody in their right mind could understand a censure. No one could understand that when, for one thing, Joanna's going to be the next ROV. Well, why keep going after Clint unless you have something to hide? That's my thought process. That's my opinion.
Exactly.
A locked room full of ballots.
Oh, do you have one of those, Clint?
Well, it's actually the balancing thing, so it's all the paperwork for it.
Yeah.
And on video, we have employees breaking into that room. Now,
tell me stories.
Oh.
So if they're breaking into the room, is that against office policy?
Law? Yeah.
Is that against state policy?
Well, and keep in mind,
is it against federal policy? They should be terminated on those grounds alone.
Terminated immediately.
Right. Yes.
They bypass the system. Now, I don't know if you remember way back when we talked about this. When I first got here, I was looking at the logs for the security system.
Right.
And it had hundreds.
Right.
Hundreds of missing names on entries into the ballot rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now I know how come. Because if you bypass it and you go in by pushing your credit card through the door and
did somebody do that?
They did that. We have a video we're going to be releasing to everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, sweet.
It's criminal. You can't do that.
So are they still employed there?
Yes.
But for how much longer?
Well, I don't know. We're going to hand everything out because we have to kind of force the issue.
Yeah.
Because the way it is there, well,
who has
they
the
are protecting
the old
people.
So then you're going to have a bunch of new openings.
Stephanie Bridget, the DA.
Okay, well.
Good luck. And hopefully they'll let me fill them and won't get in my
way.
Okay,
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Janet just brought something up. Now, I don't know, Janet, that's a good question, though. Who has jurisdiction over firing the people that work as employees?
Well,
who has the jurisdiction?
It's got to be the county.
If they've committitted a crime, it goes to the
record?
DA.
Does record have the jurisdiction over that? Because I know it's sort of like in the city, the police chief and all that, that's the city manager's job. So is it the county?
I have no idea.
CEO, is it his job? Well, there has to be somebody's job.
Okay, well,
into a room and it's okay and nobody knows. And
think of it this way. Who fires at the sheriff's department? Probably the sheriff. Who fires at the DA's office? The DA. Who fires at all these other departments? I would think that Clint would have some authority on that.
That's my point.
Well,
yes.
Except for the union is entrenched in there, and it's hard to get rid of union workers. Yeah.
We'll be talking
when they're breaking the law.
Yeah. Doesn't really matter.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, if you have video of people actually breaking into it, what the hell?
If they get fired, then does the county hire an attorney to defend them?
Probably.
God, no.
They never gave me an attorney. You ever notice that?
They probably put Larmer on it.
Yeah.
If he's still there.
If he's still there. And he shouldn't be.
Correct.
He should be
gone.
He should be disbarred.
Yes.
You would get disbarred in New York. I can tell you that absolutely.
Yeah.
You get your hearing, but you get disbarred. So you just don't solicit perjury before the court. Because then it defeats everything the legal system is supposed to stand for.
That is amazing.
It's like the worst thing you can do.
Yeah.
You know, so.
If you folks haven't watched that Board of Supervisor meeting, I really recommend you do.
What date was that?
It was the last meeting, right? Last Tuesday?
Last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday. Oh, okay. So, you know, and really when you listen to that, you're going to really, it's eye-opening. It's absolutely eye-opening because, see, what's happened to our county is a lot of this stuff becomes personal. You know, and I think that a lot of it has become personal in a way that, I mean, I don't, you know, it's sort of like when you look at someone like Joe Larmore, it's almost vindictive, all this stuff that's going on with his attacks on our ROV office. It looks that way.
Well, I think it's the Major B thing is what really set him off. For some reason, I don't know if he's getting paid on the side or what, because he's very dedicated to trying to kill the Major B piece. I mean, he wouldn't write the summary, right? So it slows it down.
He has to.
And he had to. It's actually in code, right? And then he wouldn't, and then he wouldn't defend it when it was sued off the side by some sort of crazy thing that made no sense, right? That's not a good case to file, and yet he wouldn't defend it. Now they're trying to fight it the other way, and so other people are having to come in and defend that case. The county will have to pay. Because it is their job to defend
folks.
That.
Yeah, the county is the taxpayers.
Yeah, that's us, folks.
Yep. The taxpayers are going to have to pay, and they're going to have to pay a larger fee because you have to use attorneys from the outside. And
there you go.
Quite frankly, we charge more. Okay.
Of course they do.
$500 an hour? Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
Maybe more. So they're going to have to pay for that regardless of what's win or loss because he is trying to keep it from doing. Now, we had to fill out a paperwork. It's required by statute. We fill this out, and we send it in to the Secretary of State to ratify the fact that it passed. Very procedural. He stopped that as well.
Wow.
So now I have written the Secretary of State, I have written the Attorney General to get their opinion. If they come back and say, yes, you have to file this and you have the right to do so, then I will sue the county to get that done. Because he is stopping the county from doing it.
I have a question.
Wow.
Maybe you can.
He's like Rasputin.
And I think this sort of sums a lot of things up. It seems as if a lot of things seem to be starting with Joe Larmore, seem to be happening through either his tutelage or through the procedures that he's using.
The advice that he's giving.
Right.
To the board.
Well, but the reality is he didn't file the title and summary. He had to. I mean, there was a ridiculous, initiative 1973 of where people wanted to leave the United States and California and create their own country. And this was back in January. And even Bonta had to do the title and summary on
that.
She's just got to do it, you know. And we tried to explain to him to Larmore. There was just no way. And I mean, all these different things that are going on. Wouldn't you think that we're getting sued as a county, folks? But if it seems to be falling on a certain number of people and certain people, these different things that are happening, can't we do like a Title 42, 1983?
A
civil lawsuit.
Civil lawsuit.
You know,
yeah.
Because that is a violation of the United States Code. So I'm just saying. I mean, I'm trying to figure. I think this has been personal harm for you.
Yes.
You're an attorney.
Right.
This is personal, man.
And we're going to sue. I have a whistleblower attorney lined up.
Can you go?
There's going to be a lot of suits coming their way.
Okay, because, I mean, it seems to be a certain number of people, not the good people of Shasta County.
Not at all. It's this group that's
this
there.
This group.
But the fact that group is there, they're stuck with them.
Yes, sir.
So if Plummer is doing something that's going to cost the county millions of dollars, you got to get rid of Plummer. I would recall him, you know? If you recall Plummer and Long, I might not even sue the county. Probably not much.
That won't happen because the state has increased the restrictions on...
After we got rid of Modi.
Yeah, on recalls.
Yeah, they passed a new law after we got rid of Lenin Modi that the governor can appoint a supervisor in a county if they're gone for any reason whatsoever.
And I think it increased the percentage of names that you have to get on petitions in order to recall also.
You're right. I think it did. I think you're right.
Does it have to be from the voting district or can it be countywide?
I don't know. But as soon as we recalled
for
Modi...
For him, it's a district.
Yeah. Right. As soon as we recalled Modi, they increased the requirements.
But it might be worthwhile anyway, because then you get rid of him, and the one they appoint, if he's bad, you get rid of him. You just have to keep the fight up. But you're going to have to wait till I get these elections actually secure, because we can now see what the count is.
Right.
But now we know that we have counterfeit ballots in there. So until I get the process...
Know.
Well, I felt them myself.
Okay.
And we had a dozen other people file
affidavits.
So there is something wrong.
Yes.
Definitely something wrong. And then
shouldn't be a paper change.
And shouldn't be a paper change. Well, then we have others. We have one that just looks like it's printed, this one version that comes out a lot. And there's a lot of them. And, you know, you have little squares here as opposed to circle.
Mm-hmm.
Circles are easier to fill in for people. Mm-hmm. Squares are tough. But they are perfectly filled in on that whole page. And it looks like they've been stamped or printed because there is no deviation. Nobody gets out of the line. And beyond that, if you look at them with the light, there's no lines on them.
Oh.
Which means
they
must have filled them with a perfectly designed something. You know?
A little stamp or sponge or something.
Yeah, a little sponge or stamp to make that. So
for
that to happen on multiple cases, that doesn't happen. The FBI will be able to check that.
Yeah.
If they find them here, they will find them elsewhere.
Of course.
Because this isn't the only place doing that.
Now, is there any movement by the FBI at this point to where they're, I mean, we know they're here. Is there anything you can talk about that they're either looking into or they've accomplished their procedure of investigation or...
I can't really say anything.
Okay, sounds good.
And the FBI doesn't tell me a lot anyway.
Okay,
it's the FBI.
Okay,
they ask questions. They don't really give you answers.
Sure.
You don't get anything back much, but, you know, I have other sources.
Did you feel confident in when you were talking to them about their intentions? Did you feel confident?
I never know. Okay. I never know.
Okay. Yeah.
But we have other resources if they fail me.
Okay.
So that's okay.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
We don't give up easy. You might have noticed that. After a decade or two.
Yeah.
So we will push it. The president wants to actually fix this issue. And this would be the issue that would say, this is how mail-in ballots are. They can come in. They can come in fake. They can come in forged. And there's nothing the ROV and the systems they have are going to be able to do about it. So you got to get rid of that system. You got to have an ID. And you got to have in-person voting. And that eliminates the whole problem. Because
if someone comes in, you
have to worry about voter rolls.
The fraud is not taking place at the count.
Correct. Or it could. That's why we have. That's why we show it. Yeah. I mean, people will cheat wherever they can.
So a recount does no good whatsoever.
Waste of time, waste of money. And that was the problem with the governor candidate that is trying to do the recount, is that it won't do them any good to spend millions of dollars to take the same stuff and stick it in the same machine and see the same result. Because that's just not going to help.
That's insanity, doing the same thing again and again.
Exactly. If the ballots are bad, and the ballots are bad, you know, I've touched them myself, I've seen them myself.
So then we're having the cheating occur off-site prior to the ballots even showing up to Shasta County.
Probably.
So when that happens, then we also, on top of that, we have chaos amongst the staff who feel entitled that are trying to totally screw everything up.
Or may have some involvement. They got really nervous when I locked up that room.
Good.
So.
Who's the keeper of the key?
Well, there is no key. I actually had a latch put on it.
Right, I read that.
Lock put on it, and the key's destroyed.
Yeah.
Because they asked me, do you want to keep a key? And I said, I don't want a key, and you shouldn't want one either.
Right.
The FBI's going to talk to the guy with the key.
Yep.
I don't want to be the guy with the key. So they actually sent me a picture of the keys all bent and broken. So the people that come in need a warrant and a bolt cutter.
There you go.
That's the only way to get it out. And that is a room that could have been opened with the little credit card.
Yeah.
Thing just like the ballot.
Well, that's very smart to lock it up and nobody has access until the FBI gets there with a bolt cutter.
Yep, or DHS.
Or DHS, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the ROV officers in every county, you know, I mean, you've got the courage to do this. You've done it. You've had support of a lot of people because everybody wants honest and fair elections.
Well, not everybody.
So, well, yeah. Yeah, you're
same,
right, not
the
everybody.
Same dude.
I've
the
given
same
a lot of grace, aren't I?
Everybody does. We wouldn't have to worry about it.
Giving a lot of grace there. But anyway, I mean, most of the reason why your counterparts in other counties are afraid is because they don't want to lose their job.
Right.
And because there's 18 that are appointed, so they serve at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors anyway.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, if you're listening to this and you're in another county, you want to start encouraging your county clerk and ROV officer to, hey, you know, take a stand on this thing.
Right.
You know, if the more of us that stand together in this kind of issue, the better it's going to be. Not a thing where we have a singular situation. Now, this situation has brought us just, I mean, everybody's talking about Shasta County. So getting back to these different issues that I think it's important. I don't know how much emphasis has been put on this, but there's a lot of people on that we won't name names that have had harassment from the people who are trying to submarine you.
Yes.
And do we have some evidence of that and things that have happened with that?
Well, we did turn it in. You know, did a little write-up, did a little counseling. Means nothing, honestly. Means absolutely nothing.
Right.
Because nothing really changes. It doesn't change their attitude. It's just, okay, I got caught doing it here, and there's cameras out there. I can't do it that way anymore. I have to do it a different way. Now, the fact that they broke in knowing there's cameras, because those cameras have been there before I got there, right? The fact that they break into these rooms knowing there's cameras there means they're pretty sure no one's checked them. So we're going to go back and look at all of them. I would suggest everybody to do a PRA, get all those videos, watch and see what's going on in there. Because we're going to have to do it just to see how bad it actually is.
Sure. Now, when Joanna was fired, was there anybody else involved in that firing when you fired her? Or was there anybody else involved in that as far as did you have to get permission from somebody? Or how did that work? Was she union too?
She was at will. She's an at-will employee. And in my opinion, everyone who works in an election office should be an at-will employee.
So how does the union fit in it then?
The union fits in for the other employees.
Oh.
All the other employees are union.
Gotcha.
Unless they opt out. And we have some that opt out.
Gotcha. Right?
Some of the new ones that came in opted out of the union. I told them not to. I said, get in there, because then I'll know what's going on, right? Nothing else. You know, if they're planning another, we're going to have a walkout, a coup, then we need to know, and you can get in there and tell me. You know, you don't have to be active, but just get in there. It would have been worthwhile. They didn't want to do it. I can't make them. You know, how it is. So, you know, that's the way it works, but I would say, and I'll propose this to the president, that unions are not allowed inside election offices because it takes the loyalty away from the people that they're supposed to serve and puts it with the union.
And does he have the jurisdiction over that? I think he does, doesn't he? Executive branch?
He could do an executive branch, but probably if this really turns out the way it should,
uh-huh,
then that could be written into Hava.
Oh.
Because Hava could require that.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be a problem at all.
Hmm. Make it happen.
It could happen.
Make it happen.
And they could say, well, we're going to do it anyway, and they said, fine, you get no Hava funds. But there's millions and millions of dollars on Hava funds.
Yeah.
So that's how they converted everybody to these machines. If they pull them all, those machines will go away.
Explain Hava funds. What is that?
Hava is the Help America Vote Act.
Okay.
Which I like to call Vote for America Act, because that's how the computers all got into the states, was the federal government funded that thing. And it's got all these rules and regulations you have to follow. If you don't follow them, then you don't get funding. It's kind of like a grant. So,
and obviously the president has control because it's legislation passed by Congress and he enforces the legislation.
Right. Now, if Hava puts it, well, they can't get Congress to put that in there, which I think that's not a big step, especially if, you know, they looked at what's going on with Shasta County. But if they can get that in there, that will take the unions out of the equation.
Yeah, he's right. The Congress would still have a lot of sway on that because of the fact they can change it because they are legislative.
Right. So they could change it.
And even with an executive order, that would only be temporary.
And it wouldn't really hold anyway.
It wouldn't hold up, yeah.
I mean, he could drop the Hava funds off.
Exactly.
But then some judge in some county is going to come in and block it.
There you go.
And then you're back in the cycle.
Yep.
You know.
And you get a preliminary injunction and you're screwed.
Right. And then you go to the next level, the next level, and then 3 years later, the Supreme Court makes a ruling and then it gets to stay. So.
Yeah, if he could just get Congress to go some of the ways he wants to go, that would really be a blessing for all of us.
Well, if we can show them the problem, and I think this will show them the problem.
Yeah, I agree.
Because now we're going to see, because these ballots came in. We've looked at the video on the back room. Now, there's some weirdness that I don't really like, but I didn't see anything actually like stuffed or replaced.
Okay.
Because this would require a replace.
So when you say weirdness you didn't like, are you just talking about actions of people?
Yeah, people, the way they brought things in and the way they were writing, you know, just stuff that didn't look right. Didn't look right, but nothing I can put fingers on.
Okay.
Now in your 2024 election, you ended up with 3,000 more votes than voters. So with that, you do not have to worry about having anything that doesn't match.
Oh, wait, which election?
2024.
2024. Okay, so was that in the primary?
That was in your general, I think.
General, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The Kevin Cry race.
Yeah.
So whatever that was in. So anyway, you didn't have to make anything match if you can do that. With flipping the ballots, it has to match, right? Your numbers have to match in the end, or you know you have a problem.
Right.
Everything's on camera, so you know what to look for. So they have to match this. So to get this in, they have to actually take some out and then put some in, which is much.
Wynn, I think, has some breaking news here.
What's that?
He wants you to read that.
Oh, you want me to read this?
Yep.
Just that one paragraph.
Yep. Okay. Throughout this investigation, I have learned that there is voter fraud happening in Shasta County, but I am unable to identify a true source or person to file criminal charges against, per the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Fair elections are the foundation of our democracy. It's actually a republic. And the FBI is committed to protecting the rights of all Americans to vote, and election crime is generally a federal crime.
And that's from Shasta County.
That's from Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Oh, the plot thickens. We're learning a lot today, folks.
Well, this program.
I think that was from 2024,
it was,
though.
It was before he was appointed.
That's 2024, exactly.
And what we put in place is so they can actually know who did it, right?
Yeah.
Because if you pull out these ballots and you look and see who actually benefited from it, you now have a starting place to look at.
Yeah.
If you can match paper here and L.A. and San Diego, you now have a way to actually process this international issue.
Right, right.
So basically what I've been doing is trying to give them the ability to track it. Because I can't track it, right?
Right?
I'm nobody.
Right, right.
So that's where we are.
Okay, well, Clint, this has been an amazing program. And again, folks, share it. Share this program with people. You can go right to our archive in about 10 minutes and start sharing it. Make sure people listen to this. We'd love to get some feedback. We've got a lot of – the phone kept ringing at the end of this program, but I didn't really want to stop. Sorry if we didn't take any calls or anything, but, you know, this was just too good. Anyway, oh, my gosh, Janet, time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Please.